Hey guys, happy 4th of July. I haven't posted in a while, but this message goes out to this guy named Lenny. I'm sorry, I haven't heard from you in over a month now. And it truly breaks my heart. I haven't cried and have been wanting to let this out for over a month now. Since I was last able to see you. But everybody just doesn't want me to be with him. Or doesn't care. Or they tell me that he's not good for me. But I really love you. I just wake up every day praying for the miracle that we could see each other again. I don't care what your daughter or your ex-wife or your kids have to say or your stupid neighbor and your friends. They can think whatever they want. I just know that I truly feel for you. You know, all the good times and good memories that we had shared really meant the world to me. And I speak this with the most deepest regret and grief I've ever felt in the 32 years of my whole life. There's never a man I never wanted to be with more than you. It doesn't matter to me. I'm trying to see other people. Nobody really makes me feel the way you make me feel, and I'm really sad. I am really sad, and I feel really sorry. I'm also very sad I cannot see my father for the last 4 years. But this pending court case that still has not been dismissed, I am not scared to go fly out to see him. And it's such a burden to me in my life. So I just try every day to be strong. And the separation has really torn me apart. I just wish and pray. I wish that God can hear my voice and answer my prayers. All I want to do is see Lenny again and be with you again. I wish we could just be together again. I miss you picking me up and taking me to the park and driving around in your car and laughing with you and eating with you and complaining about stupid things and watching sports with you and baseball and football and watching you go crazy when your favorite team wins. And it's funny for me when I have to sit there and watch you on your computer gambling on a horse. I miss everything about you. And you, the way you eat a whole fucking chicken by yourself. And I only get the little piece of wing in the corner. I miss everything without you. I can't be like this anymore. And I know 4th of July is my dad's favorite holiday to spend with me. But that caused me a lot of grief too. That I've not seen him for 4 years. It's my fault too. And he's losing his memory and he's getting old because he has Alzheimer's and there's nothing I could do about it. I just have to keep waiting and waiting and waiting for the stupid court case to be done with. And it's very quite ironic that this happened because of me and my ex, because he called the police on me, and then I had to go to jail, and I didn't want to, so I did not deserve to be there. And I feel so sad that I never got to say goodbye to a hamster when I got arrested and he had to go away. And he was really a sweet little thing. I'm just very lonely up here. I'm very grateful for everything I have. But I am so devastated. I just want you to know that I love you very much. I love you very much. And I wish you'd come back to me. And I really pray this case gets dismissed as soon as possible. So I can go see my dad again and say hello and pay him my respects. I really pray I can work hard and get my shit together. And I'm tired of going to this stupid program, sitting in chairs and shit, and hearing people have to ask me how are you feeling today. And listening to all these dumb guys talking hood and shit, and I don't understand what they're saying sometimes. Yo, what's up, dude? This and that, huh? Like, seriously, I just want to be back with you, Lenny. I'm so sad. It hurts me so much that your whole family hates me and don't even try to get to know me, and it doesn't even matter. And I saw you just drove away, and I love you. It truly breaks my heart that I can't be with you. But I know that you have to be with your family, and you have to take care of your grandson, and I respect that. And I'm so sad I cannot be a part of it, and I cannot be a part of your life like this. And I have to be tucked away in a secret part of your life, and I don't know when is the day I can see you again. I just pray every day. I just pray every day, and I hear birds sing, and I just try to listen to the signs, and I just try to stay strong, and I try to keep a smile on my face when I go outside, but people don't really know, like, the real me, and they don't never ever have seen me cry before. But this is really me, this is really who I am, and this is how I truly feel for you. again, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that things have ended this way. It hurts me when I hold your hand and you push me away and you tell me not to hold your hand. It hurts me like so hard. I just don't want to can tell that I love you. And I'm so in love with you. I'm so in love with you to this day. And I can't do anything about it. I just have to wait and just see and pray to God. And I wish that you could come back to me. Just like give me a call. Just give me a call or something and come see me and take me away from here. I really miss you. It feels like you died in my life. There's nothing more than I want than to be with you, especially today. This is the deepest of my failures. I hope this is not the deepest of my failures. I pray I did not fail you. I feel like I failed myself in love with you. I'm so sorry. I'm really, really sorry. I really love you. I wish we met early in life. This separation hurts me so much. It kills me. And I am so, I'm completely, completely sober. And I feel the deepest despair. I wish I could see you again. And I really miss you. I miss you. I really miss you. I miss you. I miss you. And I don't know what to do. And just wait. And just wait. And I just pray. And I just keep waiting. And I pray. Wait. And I pray. And wake up. And I try again. And I just pray for the day that God can answer my prayers and help me see you again, and then you can open up your heart against me and just help me, give me another chance. Despite everything that's happened in the past and our age difference, even despite the fact that you almost jeopardized my freedom in this whole court case. And I don't care, I forgive everything. I just wish I could, you could put the past behind us. Genuinely, I pray, I wish, I ask of you, in the name of Jesus, that you can just forgive everything. I am so sad. And I'm very broken, and I cannot share this with nobody else except to put this in my radio podcast and keep this a secret, because I don't want people to know how sad, how hurt. I don't want them to see me cry like this in front of them. I'm so sorry to my mom too. There's nothing I can do about her mental health, and I'm so sorry to my father that I cannot help him because I cannot even help myself. And I'm so sorry that this court thing is still happening and still impending, and I'm just waiting the judge can help me get this dismissed, because I just want to move on with my life without this case over my head anymore. I want to be able to have new memories with you, Lenny, even though I don't deserve it. I know I deserve better. I really love you. I truly miss you. I feel deeply misunderstood.